All right, everybody, gather around. Gather around, gather around, gather around, gather around.
I just woke up. What's going on, Bumper Car? Why are you making me get up? What's going on? What's
going on? Listen, Mr. Bumper Car, I'm not... I'm supposed to be on retainer. Rufus T. Rufus, your lawyer, understand that I don't know if I should be here at all for this.
Why do we have... What are we doing? What is this exactly? What's happening?
So, hey, Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, and Doodle Poodle, it is so nice of you to join me. We're having a meeting right now because it has come to my attention.
What do you mean? We're having some sort of a get-together?
Yes, a meeting.
A meeting.
It has come to my attention
fine.
That people don't even know that we have a podcast. We're 345 episodes into the podcast. And there are a lot of people who don't even know that it exists, which is very worrisome to me.
Now, listen, Mr. Bumper Guy, what would you presuppose and allotose that we do about this situation? Is this some sort of a plan, some sort of a schematic, some sort of a structure, integrity that we could build together and snap together and work together to get it all together? I don't understand. The contracts. Because I can sign a contract. You understand? Because I am a lawyer. You understand?
All right, Rufus, we get it. You're a lawyer, okay? You sound, what, were you shot out of a cannon today? Relax, bro, okay? Go ahead, Bumper Car. Okay. What do you got to talk about? Tell us what you want.
So what I'm thinking is that we need to get the word out. We need to do some sort of marketing, you know, like let people know that the Bumper Podcast exists, and so then they will start listening. Because I'm sure, I am positive that once people start listening to this show, they're gonna be hooked. And then they're gonna go back and they're gonna listen to all 345 episodes, and then they're gonna be like, what have I been missing my whole life? We'll have subscribers, we'll have reviews, we'll have likes.
So maybe I have a few ideas that I would like to share with the group. If it's okay, I can tell everybody what maybe. I was thinking we could do.
Listen, we all know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say.
I was gonna say we should make some doodles.
Exactly. I think at this point we all know you get it. We know what you're gonna say.
I like to make drawings of things, and I think that if we can make some nice drawings of the Bumper Podcast, then maybe everybody will know about it and they'll start to listen.
All right, Doodle Poodle. I appreciate you bringing that to the table. That's officially the first idea. I think we should probably try to come up
I have a couple of ideas myself. Have you ever heard of skywriting?
Uh-huh.
It's where you take some words and you put them up in the air where the clouds usually are.
You say clouds?
The clouds, son. Clown. I said clouds.
Are you saying clown? Like
clouds. What do you not understand?
You're saying clown. Like you want to go to a circus and put clowns in the sky? Holding balloons or something? I mean, I guess it's going to get the eyeballs up there. People are definitely going to look if there's flying clowns around.
Would.
But I just don't know if I ever heard. It's out of the box. It's definitely out of the box. I like what you're thinking.
Okay, so far, I mean, I guess we have two ideas. We have the making drawings for the podcast somehow, and then we have flying clowns.
Listen to me. I say clouds. Cumulonimbus clim. Stratovarius. I don't know the different cloud names. You understand what I'm saying, though? The puffy things up in the sky. The puffy. Puffy. I want to make some puffy in the sky. So, understand, son?
Yeah, so here are the type of clouds. You're actually going to learn something today in the Bumper Podcast are stratus, cumulus, and stratocumulus. But then I did a search and while you were talking, Rufus, and there's actually a lot. There's stratus, cirrus, cumulus, nimbostratus, cirrostratus, cirrocumulus, cumulus, I don't know what that, altocumulus, altostratus, stratocumulus. I mean, like, this is like with dinosaurs, a cumulonimbus, where, when I was growing up, there were like four dinosaurs, right? There was a T-Rex, there was a Triceratops, there was a Stegosaurus. Hold on, what am I forgetting? Stega, Tri, T-Rex, and then the Brontosaurus, right? And I think that was that all that we knew that I knew about? I feel like that is. And then flash forward, you know, a couple of decades, I guess, and you got, you know, 100 dinosaur names. Like when we first had the kids, and I was like, oh yeah, let's read about dinosaurs. I know all about dinosaurs. Then I start to read, and there's like Compsognathus, Allosaurus, like all this stuff that I'm just like, what in the what is this? And then to add insult to injury, the Brontosaurus isn't even a dinosaur anymore. It turns out that Brontosaurus is actually something called, it's an Apatosaurus. There was no Apatosaurus when I was growing up. What is this? These are shenanigans. That's fine. It's fine. Pluto's not a planet. Brontosaurus isn't a dinosaur. Cats and dogs are living together.
You think we're supposed to be talking. We're having a meeting.
All right, you're right. You're
yeah,
right,
we're
you're
supposed
right,
to be right. figuring out how to get people to listen, and I'm pretty sure your big debate about clouds and dinosaurs ain't gonna do it, okay? So, here's my idea. SEO.
Now, what exactly does SEO stand for, Piggy Lou? Does it stand, let's see here, super engaged super engaged optetrics.
I think it must stand for silly elephant orangutan. I was pretty happy with elephant part.
Yeah,
but then I know. Orangutan, I think I lost it.
Okay, I agree.
Silly elephant.
That's not even
some O word, huh?
Okay, so what it actually stands for, and it's not a bad idea, is
it's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. So the ocious is, I think, it's supercalifragilistic.
Uh-huh. Nope, it's not.
And then the E is the
expiala.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And the duh, okay. Duh. So expiala duh, and then ocious.
Ocious.
It makes sense to me.
It does. I don't feel like it really makes sense to you. I feel like you. I mean, I feel like you've figured out a cool logic structure, and it fits within that logic structure. But I don't feel like it actually makes any sense to anyone.
Now, don't start putting words into my mouth, Mr. Bumblecar, because my mouth is already several times full of words, and it does make sense. I am with Pig. I feel like SEO is the way to go. Ready? SEO is the way to go. Everybody now.
S-E-O. Everybody doing it.
We finished. It was good.
I think they were done. Yes. Okay, fine. SEO. It sounds great to me. So we're going to put all the eggs in our basket into some supercalifragilistic and then some expialidocious and then a lot of ocious. I feel like really most of our time and money should be spent on the ocious because that's the part that people tend to leave out and forget about.
And, you know, I think we should save a tiny bit of our plan for the floating clowns as well. I think that was pretty solid. People are going to respond to that.
I don't understand why y'all can't understand what I'm saying. It's cumulostratovarius clouds. That's a weird that got stuck in my throat there. Clouds.
Is he okay? Somebody pat him on the back. I had one other good idea, too. I think that you'll maybe like a whole bunch. Does anybody know any snails?
Ollie, Canoli, the dog came up with a great idea. Snails are known throughout the world as being the best marketers that there ever was. We should hire some snails. an S-corp, if you will, a snail corp, to do some SEO for us. It's all coming together, Bumper God. Great job pulling this meeting together. I am going to go back to sleep after I have my second breakfast. And let's just, you know, next time, let's put some things on the calendar. Or my people talk to your people. We're going to blue sky a little bit, you know.
Okay.
We're going to see what's the highest tent pole problem in this. You understand?
Yeah.
See if it passes all the tests whatnot.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to go find some snails to hire to do some SEO for the website. I mean, not for the podcast. Here's what you can do, though, Bumper Podcasteteers. If you're listening right now and you're having a good time, let people know about it. If you see a post about the Bumper Podcast, share it around. Let people know. You don't even have to be a snail to do this, okay? You can just do it if you feel like it. Go write a review. Tell them what you heard. Tell them what you didn't understand. Tell them what you loved. Save what you didn't love for yourself. Keep that in your heart, okay? Because then your heart will make you love it eventually. I promise. So anyway, I am Natty Bumpergar. You are my best friends, and I will see you.